Be'ez Hashem Mizboch, we begin Perek Shlishi, the third chapter in the Rambam Masechus Yom Kippurim, the laws of the days of atonement in the Seif Avodah, in the book of service in the Beis HaMikdash, which in this Perek the Rambam discusses a specific element of the Avodah Yom Kippurim, which are regarding how to choose from the two Se'irim which one is going to be Sar LaShem, which one is going to be Sar LaZazel. As the Rambam begins Halacha Aleph, Shnei HaGarolos, these two lotteries, these two tokens, Echad Kasab Lav, one of these were written LaHashem, that it should go to Hashem. Echad Kasab Lav LaZalzal, and one said they should go LaZalzal, which is the one that's thrown off the cliff. And this is the one that we do the lottery with these two garolas, with these two pieces. Vehim Kshem Kaldaba, and this lottery, this token, could be from anything. Beim in the Eitz, it could be made out of wood. Beim in Eben, it could be stone. Beim in Ratechas, whether it could be from gold. But it shouldn't be that one of them is bigger, one of them is smaller. Echad kesef, echad zav, one silver, one gold. They both have to be the same, these two cards. Shalei tzayu, and they're made out of wood. But by sheni also isim shel zav, and the second basic English is made out of gold. And they would put these two gairolas, these two lotteries, into one vessel. Hamachzik shtei hayadam, that could contain two hands. So that it should just put in his two hands, and they shouldn't have in mind that to feel around and to figure out which one's Lashem, to take it out with the right hand, which was a good omen. And this vessel was unconsecrated. And the reason for that is because it was made out of wood. You're going to make a service vessel out of wood. And Bakalpi Shemai, and its name was called the Kalpi. That's what's called Tarif Bakalpi, that they would snatch these two lotteries, these two cards, one that said Lashem, one said Lazazel. As Rambam says, Halacha Beis Heichen Ma'agril. So exactly where was this lottery done? So it's B'mizrach HaZar, in the eastern part of the courtyard, which is the one towards the entryway, B'tzvayin HaMizbech, to the northern part of the Mizbech. So it was in the Tzafin Mizrach. Now, Menichin Sham HaKalpi, they would put over there the box. U'mamidim Shnei HaSeirim, they would put over there the two he-goats. Pneim Lamar, their face was towards the west, towards the Beis HaMikdash. V'chadim HaMizrach, and their back was towards the east. The high priest comes over there, and he has Vaskan Mimino, he has the deputy Kohen Gadol to his right, and he has the head of that family. The Kohen must split into 20 Mishmaris, and each Mishmar is 1 week, and every day is a different head, different family, and the head of that family of that Yom Kippurim was Mismaili to his left. And he had in front of him these two he-goats, one to his right, one to his left. As the Rambam gets in Halacha Gimel, says exactly how was the lottery done. So Torif Bekalfi. So he would snatch from this box, and the reason was so that again he shouldn't feel around and figure out which ones to put in his right hand, which one in his left hand. The hellish nehagorolus b'shleyadav, and he got these two tokens with his two hands. The shneim shnehasim for the purposes of these two higots. U'pisechiladav, and he opens up his hands. Im shal shem olibimina, if the one that's for Hashem, which is the one that the blood is thrown inside the kodesh hakodeshim, comes up in his right hand, sasgan. So the deputy who's on his right side, would say, ishi kohen gadol, my master the kohen gadol, the hagbin yimenecha, lift up your right hand. Because that's the one that says Lashem. Vim Bismailola, and if the one Lashem comes up in his left hand, so Reish Bisabai, so the head of the family of the Kanam of that day would say to him, Isha Kohen Gadol, Master Kohen Gadol, Hag Bismailacha, lift up your left hand. And he would put these two ladders on the two of them, Shal Yimin Al Yimin, mean the one of the right on the right one, Vishal Smal, Shal Smal, the one on the left one. Which means, say, whichever one is going to be Lashem is going to be the one, whether it be the left or the right, and the other one's going to be Lazazel. Now, Vim Loinosin, if he didn't place it actually on the animals, La'ikiv, that's not critical. But he's lacking that mitzvah. And the reason is Shahanocha mitzvah in makabas, because the placing of the goyrel itself on the animal is not integral. But the hagrala makabas, but what does withhold the validity has to have been done through a lottery. Even though it's not really considered part of the avoida. And therefore you have the following ramification. Hahanocha ksheir bazar. The putting of the lottery on the animal that's valid with a non-coin. But the halos, hagoidol min al-kalfin, just taking out the lottery from the box, since that's ma'akiv, that's psula bazar, that's actually going to be invalid with a non-coin. Now, halacha dal, the continuation of this, which is regarding these two, sar lashem and sar lazazel, is v'kosha lashem zahiris. So they would tie a red thread, mishkal shtei slum, that was a weight of two slum, b'reish sar hamishtalech, on the head of the higo that's going to be sent away, and they would stand it opposite the place of where it's going to be sent out, meaning from the gate that you're going to send it out of the Beis HaMikdash, out of the Azara, towards that cliff. And the one that's going to be slaughtered, they would do it opposite the area of where it's going to be slaughtered. and the Kohen Gadol would slaughter the bull of the sin offering that's for him, which the equivalent of Vesasar Sha'olah Agur Lashem. Both of those would be slaughtered. The Higo that came out Lashem, which we just spoke about, the Hagrela, the lottery. Those are the two Karbanos, one for him and the Kahanim, and the other ones for all the Jewish people, for Tumas Mikdash Kedashim. Those are ones that the blood was sprayed inside, the Kedash Kedashim and the Heichel, and so on. Now, Halacha Hei, so you have these two animals, the Par and the Sar, where the one Sar was from the lottery of Sar Lashem, Umachnas Dam LaHeichel. So you bring their bloods into the sanctuary, Umazim Adam Shneim B'Yemazen, you're going to spray from the blood of these two animals on this day, Arbam Mishal Shazayis, 43 sprays. Beilehin, and these are them. Mazatchil Medam Apar, so first would be sprayed from the blood of the bull, which is for the Kohen Gadol and for all the Kahanim, Shemayin Hazayis B'Kodesh HaKadoshim. Eight sprays in the Holiest of Holies, which was Bimbad, the Aron, between the staves, the poles of the Aron of the Ark, Karv L'Kapayris, close to the covering of the Ark, B'Tefach with Neitefach. Shemayin says in the passing Meikar, B'Lifnei HaKapayris Yasa B'Gemin, that in front of the Kapayris, which is the covering of the Ark, he should spray, which in front sounds like not on, but just in front. U'Mazat Sham, and he would spray with the Achas Amal V'Shev L'Mata, one up and seven down. Now, how do we know that there was eight? One up, seven down. Because from tradition, they learned, this is it says over there, seven times you should spray, is yesa lazar rishayna. Meaning, it says in front of the kapayas you should spray, and when it says seven times to spray, it's besides the first one, so it's one plus seven. And this is how he would count. Achas, one, that was the one that went up. And then he would count the seven that went down, with the one that he counted up. Achas v'achas, one and one. Achas v'shtayim, one and two. Achas v'shalosh, one and three. And he would continue counting this counting as he kept on going. Achas v'arba, one and four. Achas v'chamesh, one and five. Achas v'shesh, one and six. Achas v'sheva, one and seven. Now, v'lo m'mon nekacha, says the Rambam, so why does he count like this? Interesting way. Shem yishkach, because he might forget. V'yim nehazor rishoyin mechla hasheva. They know there's a number seven. But he might forget and count the first one with those seven. Only do seven, not do eight. So he'd count the first one with every one to remind himself, no, that's one and one. That's one and two, one and three, and so on. And then he would spray from the blood of the he-goat, which was that of the Jewish people. Again, the Sar Lashem that he got from the lottery, as we said in the beginning of this parak. And he would spray from it also being bound the orange mind, between the poles of the orange, eight sprays. One up, seven down. And he would count the same way he counted when he counted the blood of the bull. And after the Kodesh Kodeshim, then it would spray in the heichel, in the sanctuary, on the pereches, on the curtain that separated between the Kodesh, the Heichel, and the Kodesh HaKodeshim. Midama Parshmayin, again, going back to the blood of the bull, eight. Achasam Alev Shavlamat, again, one up, seven down. Shekachnem Midama Par, because this is what it says by the blood of the bull. It says, Ala Kapayrus of Alef Neha Kapayrus, on the Kapayrus, which is the covering of the Aron, and the front of the Kapayrus. Meaning, from that puzzle we learned out, Achasam Alev Shavlamat, you have one on the Penei, and then you have in front, which Achasam Alev Shavlamat, that's by the Kodesh HaKodeshim. Now, the same thing applies in the Heichel, as we're saying right now, because it's V'chinyas Lel Maid, which that refers to the Heichel. U'mayin the Kedesh Shemayin B'fnim, and he counts in the Heichel, just like he counts by the Kedesh HaKadoshim. V'chayzim Azam Adam Asar, Kain, Ala Perechesh Menazes, and then he would do the same thing for the blood of the He-Goat on the Perechesh, also eight sprays, Achazim Alev, Shabal Mata, one up, seven down. Shenem B'dam Asar, it says, by the blood of the He-Goat, V'osas Dame Kashadosh, Osa Dame Par. You should do it for its blood, like you did for the blood of the bull, which just like the blood of the bull, you're doing eight in the Heichel, just like you did in Kodesh HaKadoshim, so too by the Amasar. Again, you count in the Heichel, just like you counted inside the Kodesh HaKadoshim. And now, all these sprays, when we're saying one up, seven down, he's not focusing in them lahazes to spray them, not to go up or down. Rather, it's like whipping. I mean, the Kohen really is not changing anything up or down. He just, the flick of the wrist is going up or down, and it's like whipping, which one goes in front of the other one. That's how we do it, but they were all actually in line. It wasn't on the upper half of the Aron or the lower half. It was all in front, and like one was upward flick, and then you have seven going down. Then, after he did the eight of the bull inside, and the eight of the he-goat inside, and the eight of the bull outside, meaning in the heichel, and eight of the he-goat outside, and then he would mix together these two bloods, the blood of the bull and the blood of the he-goat. He would spray from both of them together, four sprays, on the four corners of the golden altar, which is that in the Heichel, and then seven sprays on the middle of the roof, the top of this golden altar. So that was the 43 sprays that they did. Now all these 43 sprays, Tevelet Boy Badam. The Kohen Gadol would dip his finger into the blood. Tzvi lal kol hazoya. He would dip it every time he sprayed. Not that he could spray two times, two sprays from one dipping. Hadam and the left of the blood, would pour onto the foundation, on the western foundation of the outer mizbeach, which is in the azar. Halacha Zayin. So that's the bloods of the par and the sahar, which those are done inside the Beis HaMikdash. V'achkach mashalech ha-sasar ha-chai, and then he would send away the living he-goat, that's the other one, called ha-sazel, b'yad ish ha-muchan la-lich le-b'la-midbar, in the hand of a man who is prepared to take it and transport it to the midbar, to the desert. Now, v'akol k'shem la-lich, really everyone's valid to take it, but the Kam G'daylim made this as a permanence. They didn't let just a regular Yisrael go ahead and take it. They had special who they were going to go ahead and send it. And they had these huts, these tents, that they made from Yishlam all the way to the beginning of the Midbar. And there was either one man or many people that stayed over Yom Kippur in every one of those huts. And the reason was that they could escort him from one to the next, where you could only walk a certain amount of a tchum, and they would escort him from one to the next. I'll call Sukkah, Besukkah, Emily. Now, by every hut, when he came there, they would tell him, Hadi Muslim, Adimoyim, his food, his water. If he was feeling weak and he had to eat, so he would eat. But it never happened that a person needed to go ahead and eat. Now, the men of the last hut, they would stand at the end of the tchum. They couldn't go further. He was allowed to, but they couldn't. But they would see what he was doing from a distance. Now, so what would he do when he finally got to the cliff? So he took that red string that, as we mentioned previously, that they tied this red string on the head of the higo that was being sent away. He split that red string in half. Half he tied onto a rock. And the other half he tied between its two horns. He threw the animal off backwards. And the animal tumbled down that cliff. It didn't reach even to half the mountain until it was already cut up into limbs. And then that person went and sat beneath that last hut until it got dark, where even though it's out of the tchum, they permitted him so they shouldn't remain alone in the midbar up until night time. Now, they made these sentries that were along this path, that the journey that this individual had taken. And with these individuals, and they lifted up these flags, so that they could notify back into the Beis HaMikdash that person already reached to the Midbar, he lifted up his flag, another one saw that flag, he lifted up his flag, and so on and so forth, all the way back to the Beis HaMikdash. And they wanted to know that he had already gotten to the Midbar. Now, after that, when they just sent off that he goat in the hand of the one who was going to take it, so immediately when they send them off, after the Kohen Gadol sent him off, he went back to the bull and the he-goat that he had sprayed their bloods inside the heichel, in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. And v'kaidom, he would tear open those animals, and take out their sacrificial parts, and put them in a vessel, and burn it on the altar. And they cut up the rest of the meat of those par and the sar to large slices, which were intertwined like braids. Vein mafarkos, and he would not detach them. Umeshalchem yad acherim, and he would send it in the hands of other peoples. Lohitzin lebeis asreifa, to burn it in the place of where these carbons are burnt out of Yerushalayim. Umenatchen oisim sham be'oyram, and they would dismember them over there with their skins. And like we explained in Perikhev Melchus Maizik Abenz Halacha Yud Ches. Halacha Ches continues regarding also when they would get related to the. As we said, they wanted to know when did the Higo get to the Midbar, because at that time we would do the next thing of the Avodah, the Kriyas HaTorah that the Kohen Gadol did. Halacha Ches, Kivin Shegiyasar LaMidbar. So once this Higo got to the Midbar, and they knew with the flags, Yotzei Kohen Gadol Ezra, Nashim Likras B'Torah. So then the Kohen Gadol would go out to the women's courtyard to read from the Torah. Ubizman Kriyasar, when he was reading from it, Sofen HaPar Ba'asor Beveis HaDoshan. Now at that time, they would also be burning the bull and the Higo in the place of the ashes, because that was actually what he did when he sent off the Higo. He was busy, as we said, tearing open those animals, sending it off. And then after that, that person already got to the Midbar. That's when he was reading. So they were burning the animal of the Parandasar when he was reading. The Vikir, therefore, Haroi Kohen Gadol Kishukar, whoever sees the Kohen Gadol when he's reading from the Torah, in the Roi Parandasar and the Sravim, is not seeing the bull and the he-goat being burned, because happening at the same time. And they're at a great distance. With Shreifasim Ksher Bazar, now the burning of the Parandasar is valid even with a non-coin. Kamesh Ban, like we explained, in Perikzen Hilgaz Maizek Aban, Halacha, hey. This recital of the Torah that the Kohen Gadol is doing is not part of the service per se. The Tikkur Chayv, from Rotz Likras Bebigdei Chol Levonim Mishalei, if he wants to recite from his own mundane white garment, he could read like that. From Rotz Likras Bebigdei Levonim, now if he wants to read with the white garments that he's wearing anyway as he's doing the Bodhis Megipurim, he could also read like that too. Because the kind of garments a Kohen is permitted to have benefit for them, even not at the actual time when he's doing the Avodah, like we explained in Perichas Mechas Klei Mikdash Loch Yidav. Now, how would he read from the Torah? So, Yeshiv Ezra Nashim. So, he would be sitting, and that's why he was an Ezra Nashim, not the Azar per se, which Ezra is his soul, sitting in the women's courtyard. And all the people standing in front of him. The shamish of the shul, the attendant, he takes the Torah scroll. But he gives it to the president, the one in charge of the shul. But and the one in charge of the synagogue would give it to the skan, to the deputy Kohen Gadol. The skan nusla Kohen Gadol, and the second would give it to the Kohen Gadol. The Kohen Gadol, Eimon Mekalo, you stand up and receive the Torah. Oimid v'koy Achrei Mois, he got up, and he would recite standing from Parsha Achrei Mois, which talks about the Avodah Yom Kippur. And v'ach ba'asah shepar Parshas Moedos, he would read from Parshas Emor, which that talks about all the Yom Tov over there, including Yom Kippur, and until he finishes that whole topic. And he would roll up the Sefer Torah, and he would put it into his chest, and he would say, more than what I recited from in front of you is written over here. And then the Parashas Pinchas, which also talks about the karbanis of the Masafin, that parasha he read, which has Yom Kippur over there too, and until the end of the topic, that, however, he read by heart. Now, why do you read it by heart? The fish in Goylin say b'tzibur, because we're not going to roll from Parshas Emor to Parshas Pinchas in front of in public, because it's a big tircha de tzibur. It's an exertion for the public to wait till you roll it. Now, v'lo malik b'seva achas, so why didn't you read it from a second sevater? One person cannot read from two different svarim because of the flaw of the first one. The people shouldn't say, oh, there must have been an invalidation of the first one. Why is he switching from one to the next? So therefore, he just read it by heart. And that's what he said. Don't worry, there's more what I said is here. It's just, again, for that concern that he said it by heart. Now, Loch Yilav, Be'isha Kareh, at the time when he would recite from the Torah, Mevarach Lefenei Al-Achareh, he made a bracha before he read from the Torah and afterwards. Kedech Shemavar Mevesek Nes, just like we make the brachas in Shul. Now, but however, more than just the bracha before and the bracha after, Mitzav L'Achareh Sheva Brachas, he added on after he read another seven brachas. Ve'elehen, they are Ritzeh Hashem L'Keinu V'chulu, which is the bracha of Avodah, Moedim Menachtem Lach V'chulu, the bracha of Moedim, and Slach Lo Navinim Kechaton V'chulu, atone for us, Hashem, because we have sinned, etc. And he concluded those three brachas, Baruch Ata Hashem, blessed be Hashem, Moichel Avonis Amo Yisrael B'Rachamim, who forgives the sins of his Jewish people with mercy. So Hari Shalosh Brachas Ketikin, and those are our three brachas as they're instituted, as we say in our Shemayin Eser. Now, Mevarach Al Mikdash, Bracha B'Fnei Atzma, he also made a separate bracha on the Beis HaMikdash by itself. The main idea was Shiyamid HaMikdash, the Beis HaMikdash, which should stand, and divine presence should be inside of it. And he concluded, Baruch Atah Hashem Shechem Tzion, bless you Hashem who dwells in Tzion. Baruch Al Yisrael, Baruch B'fnei Atzma, made a separate bracha with the Jewish people, where in Yon, its idea was Shiyashi Hashem Yisrael, that Hashem should save the Jewish people, V'loyasim HaMelech, and should never be removed from them a king. And he concludes, Baruch Atah Hashem HaBeich B'Yisrael, bless Hashem who chooses the Jewish people. Baruch Al Kehanim, Baruch B'fnei Atzma, he also made a separate bracha with the Kehanim, for the priests. In Yonah, where its main idea is, Hashem should be pleased and desire with their actions and their service and to bless them. And he would conclude, Baruch Atah Hashem, Mekadosh Akanim, bless you, Hashem, who sanctifies Akanim. And then he would say, Tefillah, a prayer, Tchinah, supplication, Berin, and song about kosher request, Kfimah, Sharagel, whatever he's accustomed to. And he would conclude, Hashem, Amch Yisrael, help out Hashem, your people, the Jewish people, Amch Yisrael, Tzichin, Le'Boshea, because your people, the Jews, need salvation. Baruch Atah Hashem, Shemei Tzrila, Bezei Hashem, who hears the prayers.